radio adventure.
Get even better.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America.
Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yes, yes, that's right. Yes. Snippets, please. Hello there. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, here I am, up from a nice nap, and I managed to wake up just in time to come on the air tonight in this new year on the calendar anyway. And here we are, ladies and gentlemen, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. That's right. We are back. We are back live and in fruitful color. Fruitful color. How's that? Oh, man, he's happy. He said he's happy to hear me in person, in the flesh, in the spirit, and ready to go. Go where? I don't know, but I'm going. Yes, that's right. We're back live. I'm happy to be back. I missed it. And there's certainly no shortage of subject matter to be talked about. Absolutely none. And we are, of course, drawing closer and closer to circus time, as they call it. Oh, excuse me. I think they call it primaries. Is that what they call it? Whatever. Anyway, the true alternative in the elections, Ron Paul, of course, we'll talk about him tonight. We have an open forum as we are back to catch up a bit. But he is the only one that thus far has made sense. I mean, it's just embarrassingly hilarious to hear the others talk nonsense, and certainly not to engage in any meaningful discussion about things like $100 per barrel of oil. And we need to talk about that, don't we? Things that we have been saying here on this network would occur. Things that we need to be brought up to speed on. Nothing, absolutely nothing is important when it comes to listening to these talking heads, except primarily for Ron Paul. Now, there are a couple of others, even a Democrat or two, who, although they may be way out in left field, certainly demonstrate a proclivity for being out of the loop, out of the mainstream. And those are the ones that might have something to say. They actually do, one or two of them. So, and of course, they're not the front runners, as the media would like to remind you. The kosher-approved candidates are out there, ladies and gentlemen. And Socialist A, Socialist B, Zionist A, Zionist B. Take your pick, and we'll take care of the rest. Well, thankfully, more and more of our fellow Americans aren't buying it. They're not buying it. They're waking up to the reality they've been had for the last 90 years now. Their parents have been had, and yes, their grandparents have been had by the same rhetorical Vaseline that's been spread about since day one. In the New World Order, ladies and gentlemen, and that's what it's all about, building a new world disorder. That is primarily the game, and that's what they are doing. Destroying the middle class in America, wiping them out, is absolutely essential to bringing about that order or disorder. So we'll talk about much of this tonight. Join me, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. The Paul Revere of talk radio, only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org. Our number is 800-313-9443. Be back to begin. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
And here we are, ladies and gentlemen. We are back now with more. And, let me begin, first of all, by mentioning, the barrel of oil now. The barrel of oil, of course, today hit $100 plus for a while. And then, of course, it went down to $99. So things can't be all that bad, can they? Well, of course, they are bad, and we're seeing weather patterns now that are just absolutely jolting us once again. Strange weather, the potential for destroying some of the crops in Florida, the citrus fruit crops, for instance, and elsewhere now, of course, loom on the horizon. And we are seeing the gas pump, the oil, heating oil, going to record levels. And this is not by accident, and it's not the result of market forces and world demand, which, of course, is totally and completely nonsensical. Do you hear these questions being raised? I don't know. I haven't. And, you know, I don't sit down and watch these so-called debate forums. I really haven't got time for that. But I will say one thing. A week ago Sunday, the previous Sunday, I had to watch Congressman Ron Paul. I had to watch Congressman Ron Paul on with Tim Russert, Meet the Press, or Press the Meat, whatever they call it. And True to form, Tim Russert, of course, tried to belittle and to condescend to Ron Paul and in some way make him look rather like an inconsistent, hypocritical candidate. Well, it didn't work. And not only didn't it work, but it actually made Tim Russert look rather stupid. And I don't think that's pretty hard to do, to be perfectly candid. He's not particularly the brightest bulb on the tree to come down the pike of NBC. So he tried, and, I know Ron Paul is a little bit political, and he gives answers that I wouldn't give, obviously, but I know he's playing the game of politics to some extent, and he sort of has to. That I'll grant him. But, by and large, when he was thrown a curveball, he managed to take that ball in his glove and throw it right back to Tim Russert. And I was pretty, typically observant when Tim Russert was more concerned about what Ron Paul would say about Israel than what Ron Paul would say about anything else in America. You know, the be-all, end-all is Israel's existence, not the existence of anyone else, or the existence of the slaves in Palestine and those being currently ethnically cleansed in Gaza, in the Gaza Strip, but those who occupy the Gaza Strip illegally, those who illegally continue to occupy the West Bank, to occupy Palestine. So Tim Russert threw him a curveball and asked the question having to do with Israel's existence and whether or not, Iran, should be allowed to threaten Israel. Well, he said it's kind of a stupid question, given the fact that Israel has hundreds of nuclear weapons, and what would be the point of Iran trying to attack Israel? When, in fact, he said, we should be looking at the bigger picture here. The United States is involved in world of affairs, world events, and we've been involved in world events, of course, since World War I. The world is much worse now than it was before. So that ought to dispel that notion that somehow internationalism and globalism have bettered the world. Well, they haven't. From World War I to World War II, America has been in conflict, allegedly to make the world a safer place. Well, safer for whom? Certainly not for freedom. Certainly not for liberty. Certainly not for independence. But for the destruction of those precious ideals, as we saw in World War I and II. One third of the world delivered to communism. And then, of course, we had to fight the communists that we created. And now we're doing it all over again. And Islamic terror, as Ron Paul showed, is nothing more than the result of blowback and America's dubious internationalist policies once again. So then Tim Russert asked the question about foreign aid to Israel. Now, why should that even be a question? Why should it be a question making it sound like an extreme position when, in fact, it should be a moderate position to stop funding Israel? Well, like Ron Paul said, it wasn't just Israel. None of them deserve to be funded. None of them deserve to be recipients of foreign aid. Foreign aid is not in the Constitution. It is unconstitutional. And as he said, the money that we spend on foreign aid and in defending, quote-unquote, Europe and the rest of the world in some 720 military bases of operation, obviously could be cut and saved from this huge federal budget that is absolutely, totally out of whack. I think he made that point pretty clear, didn't he? So then, of course, Russert went on and tried to hit away at his alleged earmarking of funds, which, of course, was totally and completely false as well. As Ron said, no, I am not a hypocrite. I am not taking money from the federal treasury and bringing it into my district. I am trying to give back the money that has been stolen from my constituencies and give it back to the taxpayers who pay the bill, who pay the freight. Well, one answer after another. Certainly, made for a discomforting experience for the individual who does the show on Meet the Press. It couldn't take much more. And I could see the sweat beginning to form around Russert's face. And it was very clear to me that he couldn't wait for that half-hour segment to be over. Because Ron Paul simply gave the truth. He simply gave the right answers to him. And whether he liked it or not, he was going to get them. The misquoting of Ron Paul, the making up of quotes, as Ron said, you know, is just absolutely insane. Show me where I said this, show me where I said that. Well, of course, he couldn't do it. But it's the typical hit-and-run tactic of the media moguls. And now we have Fox News, of course, which is supposed to be the darling of the conservatives, Rupert Murdoch's right-wing agenda, opposing the left, opposing all of the Marxists and New World Order socialist types, waving the flag of Americanism. Well, here they are now, planning to exclude Ron Paul from the upcoming Republican presidential debate in January. So this Fox debate that's scheduled for the 6th in New Hampshire, less than one day after two back-to-back Republican and Democratic debates are being held at the same location, sponsored by ABC and the internet, Facebook.com, all of a sudden, they say, we just can't find room for Ron Paul. There's not enough room for chairs there. Come on, we can't do that. And, of course, Alan Keyes was totally ignored as well, whether you like him or not. He's been just about totally ignored by the media. Well, of course, that wasn't the case in 2004 when the Reverend Al Sharpton and his coterie were afforded the opportunity to come on board. So Ron Paul has stated to the members of the media, they are scared of me and they don't want my message to get out, but it will. And you know it's true that no matter what they have done to try to silence the message of Ron, the message of Ron is ringing loudly and more clearly than ever before. The movement cannot just be killed. It cannot be assassinated, though they would love to do both, assassinate him and the movement. Well, it can't. How do you get the genie back into the bottle? Well, you can't do it. He's out. And the word is out. And now we're seeing the effect of the New World Order moving hell and earth to bring about the destruction of the American economy. Yes, the American economy will be destroyed this year. Make no mistake about it. With $5 a gallon gas coming and $6. Just as we told you, it will go right through the roof. Well, it's not gasoline. It's not just the cost of fuel. It's the cost of everything that comes from it. That will destroy the economy. The stock market has reflected that quite adequately now. Gold, of course, climbing to new heights all the time. And we've been saying that from day one. And all of the people that come on this program, all of the experts, Bob Chapman and company, have clearly made it obvious that they know what they're talking about, and the media moguls haven't got a clue, certainly don't want us to have a clue, the goyim, as to what really and truthfully is happening in America. Well, those of you who are listening to my voice for the first time tonight in the new year, now you know everything I've been saying is true about the media moguls, just like the politicians out there outside of the Ron Pauls and a couple of others, maybe. There isn't a dime's worth of difference between them. Fair and balanced Fox News is promoting their favorite candidate, Rudy Giuliani, who is anti-gun, pro-sodomy, pro-abortion. He's the Manchurian candidate like John McCain, a proponent of the illegal invasion into America. Oh, my. We'll return, 800-313-9443. Rick Adams is back and we shall continue in 3.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
And republicbroadcasting.org is where we are. Don't forget to support the Republic Broadcasting Network, and you can do that in a number of ways. Get online, and you can join in Republic Trading Corporation, where we certainly are always looking for people now. Now's the time to invest in protecting yourself against the loss of your currency, the loss of your pension, everything else. Republic Trading, 800-691-7888. 98 is the number, as you probably know. Well, dial it during the day, and you can also come online and click on support for RBN. Also, I want to mention one thing, and here's a question that needs to be asked. Are you looking for answers to what's happening? Then call 888-211-1715 and request Packet F. This is a free packet to all RBN listeners. This packet contains many free DVDs and books like National Sunday Laws, The Great Controversy, The Secret Terrorists, and many other ideas as well. In the scriptures, 888-211-1715 is the number. Our number here to call in now is 800-313-9443. three, and we have, let's see, we'll start off with the new year with Ernie in Virginia. Hello, Ernie.
Hi, Rick. Happy New Year.
Well, thank you, and may you have the same, Lord willing.
Oh, thank you. You opened the show with a big picture view of what is happening before our very eyes, and I'd like to just briefly mention in Chapman's midweek issue today, he goes into great detail about the coming collapse of our banking system and the extensive degree of fraud involving 350,000 or more fraudsters, including bank brokers, mortgage originators, lenders, syndicators, and raiders. I mean, it is so massive. And the implications are so great to the world banking system, the collapse of the U.S. dollar may precede the collapse of the euro in the end. We may have, they have overplayed their hand, I believe, and I think in Chapman's analysis is very good. They're panic stricken. Now, let me read a line out of his midweek issue. Let me see if I can find that. Foreigners, he says, the intelligent, quote, the intelligent in the investment world are frozen in the headlights trying to figure out which way to go. They know the stock markets and gold and silver prices are being manipulated. We have all this manipulation, but as you said, you talked about the promise increase in the gas price to $5 or $6, and that goes back to the Bilderberg meeting in late May and early June, and also the agreement by the administration to implement the Law of the Sea Treaty, the Lost Treaty that we've talked about many times.
Yep.
And I'm sure that's going to come up for a vote very soon in January. And in truthtellers.org, Reverend Ted Pike has a great article that he posted on January 1st, 2007, Year of Failure for Orwellian Bills. And we've talked about Senate, the hate crime legislation, but your listeners can go to the website, look at the details. But I want to remind your listeners to call and say no to the thought crime legislation, Senate Bill 1959, which is a continuation of the police state and emphasis and puts prosecutes thoughts instead of actions. And I'd like to bring up another wonderful piece by Judicial Watch on Saturday, December 29th, entitled Judicial Watch Announces List of Washington's 10 Most Wanted Corrupt Politicians for 2007.
Now, let me guess now, one of them. Let me see now. It might be, can't be the preacher man, Huckstabe, can it?
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned him.
Come on. He's a Bible believer. He believes the Bible from cover to cover, including the covers.
Oh, I know, but I agree. In fact, there are, of the 10 he has mentioned in the listing, and I've got to share this quote with your listeners. Huckabee's career has also been colored by 14 ethics complaints and a volley of questions about his integrity, ranging from his management of campaign cash to his use of a nonprofit organization to subsidize his income to his destruction of state computer files on his way out of the governor's office. And what was Governor Huckabee's response to these ethic allegations? Rather than cooperating with investigators, Huckabee sued the State Ethics Commission twice
attempted
to shut the ethics process down.
Right, in a typically Christian way. That's what Jesus would have
done. Oh, yeah, but where do we see any discussion of this in mainstream media?
And you, I don't know because I don't watch it, but you probably haven't heard Tim Russert ask those questions.
Of course.
It's a waste of time. For
me. Well, he was well. I don't know which one came because you mentioned Rudy's trouble in the campaign. So the elitists are rushing in or trying to revive McCain's campaign. And as you know, he's no conservative, and he's a big globalist. He's a CFR member. He's another manipulator. But I think Huckabee's late entry too was to checkmate Ron Paul's candidacy because it's catching on.
And it's obvious that he himself has said he will never support a Ron Paul for president.
Oh, absolutely.
So hang on, Ernie, hang on. The break's coming right up. I want to get right back to this and other issues. Stay with me right here on the program, Uncensored Radio Free America, back again in the new year with more vigor, as Kennedy would say. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
And we're back now with Ernie in Virginia. Hello, Ernie, back again.
Okay.
As you were saying.
As I was saying, this listing of the 10 most corrupt politicians doesn't go far enough. And, of course, we have Hillary listed and Senator Feinstein and even Senator Barack Obama and the former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani.
Mm-hmm.
And when we look at the failure of these Orwellian bills that Mr. Pike talks about, if you remember the ENDA legislation in this discussion, that was passed by the House, has been on the Senate legislative calendar since November 14th, but apparently it's gained, and this is Ted Pike's words, ENDA has gained a reputation as too aggressively pro-homosexual and anti-family to be pushed during this sensitive election year. Well, to me, it's just all of these little, knife cuts, these little cuts here and there to preoccupy Americans' attentions while the system collapses right around us. When the economy goes, that's when Ron Paul is really going to take off. So with all of this, these credit problems, liquidity problems, and as Chapman talks about, bank insolvency problems, we have lost control of our system.
It's totally out of control. It's an international problem they've created, and it's not an accidental issue. This is what we've tried to make people understand, that it's orchestrated. You watch now what the islands was at Malta in the Mediterranean, adopting the euro. That was reported in all of the media today, and we're seeing that. Now, they created the euro first. Now, they have weakened the dollar to the point where the euro, of course, is being preferred over the dollar, and that is designed to destroy America and her sovereignty as well as her middle class. So now they're pushing the euro. I mean, it's so obvious. The whole world situation is totally orchestrated.
Oh, yes, but see, even the European banks are trapped here.
They're all trapped, but you see what they're doing is playing one against the other.
Yes, but the subprime mortgage crisis and the fraud committed in America in the Federal Reserve System has created havoc in the European Union and the European
banks. That is exactly what they want, and the reason is because all of these individual regional currencies must be eventually dumped and discredited so they can bring about, guess what?
Yes.
A new universal currency, a one-world system of banking.
Correct.
And that's what they're aiming to do.
They are. And one last point here, Rick.
Yes.
The timing of the assassination of Benazir Bhutto,
mm-hmm.
in which she was going to reveal to Congressman, I believe it was Kennedy and Senator Specter.
Oh, God.
Kennedy. I know, but that's...
It's unfortunate that he was a little closer during that move, you know,
yes,
that assassination.
Yes, but in the background we have the destabilization of Pakistan.
Well, that's, again, another Mossad action, as I said. And Friday night we're going to hear a little bit about that from one of our guests.
Right, but you go one step further. They have the atom bomb, and Congress is already clamoring. We can't let that situation grow worse in terms of instability, and in the legislation, I believe, was it 64,000 or 74 additional thousand troops have been funded? Will those troops be sent to Pakistan next?
Well, you see what's happening here is a very carefully orchestrated plan to destabilize Musharraf's government, bring him down, and then institute a government that is totally under the control of the New World Order. I don't believe that he is totally under their control. He's played the game, the ball game, but he's not totally under the thumb of the globalist internationalist Zionists yet. And that's where he has to be brought down. I mean, let's face it. This woman is no saint, and yet the media have sainted her. Ms. Bhutto. She is one of the most corrupt politicians in the history of Pakistan. They brought her back. She opened her arms almost to an assassination attempt, basically saying, I know I'm going to be assassinated, and I will be assassinated here, and I'm already blaming the government. You know,
but
this
what
thing,
did you reach? He attempted to hire the Blackwater mercenary firm and was denied by Blackwater. So you know the fix was in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And she was a CIA and MI6 operative from way back.
Mm-hmm.
So she was set up in order to create this destabilization, but again to shift the American focus and to help candidates like Mr. McCain and Hillary and, you know, people who supported the war in Iraq.
Yeah, but look now, see, Ernie, you're wrong, because Huxtable said that at least we can see now how dangerous it is to have a million Pakistanis at our border coming up through Mexico.
Well, where is his discussion about the open borders and the Mexican mafia, MS-13, and while he's giving them free tuition, the illegal aliens in his state, and giving the Mexican consulate office, inviting them in and paying for the office in Little Rock?
What if they wanted to be mean, though, let's face it, if they wanted to bring Huxtable down, I think all they'd have to do is ask him to point to Pakistan on a map, and I think he would probably name Canada. You know, I mean, you're right. I mean, and the thing is, this guy, Huxtable, has brought in most of his campaign contribution, or a large percentage of them, are from the powerful special interests outside his state.
That's correct.
Yeah, I mean, so we've seen that with Congressman Kennedy. In fact, you named him, but that's interesting. Kennedy and Langevin in my state, both of them depended heavily on foreign, special interest money into the campaign. So who are they going to represent, us, or are they going to represent the powerful elite? Well, it's obvious, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
Isn't
and one
it?
Last thing, Rick.
Sure.
Did you read about the conference report attached to the Homeland Security funding bill and the sort of the defunding of the secure fence requirement,
mm-hmm.
Thanks to Senator Hutchison and Senator Cornyn's amendment to the conference bill,
uh-huh.
And it went unreported. Now our Homeland Security czar, dual citizen Mr. Chertoff, has the discretion to build a fence or not. And you know what his track record is. He's yet to build 10 miles of the dual fence requirement.
I think he's going to use that funding to help Israel build a higher fence for the Palestinians.
Right. Well, they will have the contract to continue building virtual fence where they've spent billions where it doesn't work.
Sure. No, we live in such an age of deception. That's why it's so important to realize the scripture and where we're at and why we need to know the truth and who is the truth. And guys like Ron Paul, you know, we certainly need to pray for them to bring the protection upon them that they need to expose the evils of our day. They need divine protection because we're dealing with a satanic enemy here that controls the media.
Yeah.
No doubt. All right, Ernie, thanks.
Thanks, Rick,
for your call. Oh, yes, yeah, sobering thoughts indeed. Yeah, Friday night, by the way, we plan to have back from Europe. We plan to have Dr. Kasim Khalil, Dr. K. His books, Wrongly Blamed, have certainly ignited a tremendous amount of fireworks around who really initiated 9/11 in America. Who really pulled off that attack? Who really was not just merely in the know before it happened? But the questions that he answers, I believe rather conclusively, have to do with who was responsible for it. And it seems to me pretty evident, for those of you who have read the book, Wrongly Blamed, that we go back to that tiny little innocent, kind-hearted, mind-your-own-business who, me, state of Israel, that never does anything wrong. That tiny little strip of land. And yes, indeed, the orchestration, the genesis, if I may use that word, for the plan to create another hate campaign, a hate campaign against a new enemy. They got Germany under their control today. Russia, that's a question mark. They've got the World Bank, the IMF, all of these institutions under their control and all of the countries that depend upon them now. So who's the new boogeyman? Who's got to be brought in under the tent? The new boogeyman now, of course, is Islamofascism, as they call it. And that had to be accomplished by creating a 9/11 in America. Oh, it's so obvious that, you know, whose interest does it serve? Qui bono, who benefits? We asked that question after 9/11, didn't we? And yes, with regard to Pakistan, the question again must be asked. Must be asked. A very simple question. Who benefits most? You can point the finger at Musharraf. Does he benefit from creating all of this opposition against him now? I don't think so. Does the government of Pakistan and the military benefit? I don't think so. Do the Zionists, who create and must continue to create instability across the globe, political and military, and particularly in a region where there are nuclear weapons in a government which is not the most friendly government to Israel's interests, would they have something to do with that? The same people that have divided India and Pakistan on these issues and have a special relationship with the United States for India? Remember all of those little nations, all of them who have grown very, very drunk off the wine and excesses of that land, that people. That system of Babylon being imposed by Jerusalem. Those are the people that must be brought in, all of them. And they control lock, stock, and barrel the United States. Make no mistake about that. And Ron Paul's entry into the campaign is evidence of that fact. Who benefits? Chi bono? Who benefits by perpetual warfare? Perpetual, quote, rocket attacks on poor little Israel from Hamas that was created and funded by Israel back in the 80s. Who benefits? Who gets to call the shots? Who gets to hold up the little puppy dogs, the little puppet presidential candidates and incumbents like George Bush and Dick Cheney? Who gets to call the shots? Who gets to continue the shell game of $20 billion, $30 billion a year in American dollars and military aid? It isn't, believe it or not, it really isn't who you think it is. They're playing second fiddle. They're playing second fiddle. Yes, it's that city. That city that's named in the scriptures. And beware when armies shall encompass Jerusalem. Which armies? Whose army? Right now, it's that Zionist army, the army of Israel. And indeed, that will be the army. That will be the army in the end times, my friend. But in the meantime, the whole world must be brought into the system. And as Ernie pointed out, the euro is being jockeyed about, just as the yuan and the yen, the dollar, and all of these currencies now fighting against each other globally. All of them are not strong at all. In fact, they're being propped up just the same as the dollar, one against the other. And what's the purpose? Ultimately, to bring about a universal currency. And it won't even be a cash currency. It will not be a cash currency. It will be a chip, ultimately a microchip. It will all be transacted, my friend, without the need to exchange any cash, any paper, any amount of money or fiat. That is the pierre de resistance of the New World Order. Indeed. So we see the big guns, of course, being brought out to attack Ron Paul. Yes, indeed. We see the neocons lining up in all of their media, from Fox News, the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, the Washington Post, all of them. And you thought they were really genuinely opposed to each other on policy, huh? But look, look, they're exposing Bush. But look, look, they're exposing Bush. Uh-huh. They're exposing the people behind Bush. They're exposing the puppeteers who run them as well as Bush. They wouldn't dare. It's all about control, my friends. It's all about dividing and conquering the nation, keeping us perpetually divided, perpetually confused, and perpetually in darkness. Babylon. Confusion. I heard one woman tonight on the evening propaganda, I think it was the National Baloney Company, NBC, and she was one of the people there with, you know, her head up in the air looking at these candidates and the primaries coming up. And she said, well, the world is in such a terrible situation and blah, 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 blah. We need to have a strong leader. Now, I said to myself, now, if that isn't a total incongruity, and a stupid statement to make, I don't know what is. Here's a woman, now typically stupid, brainwashed, who makes a statement implying that the world's problems need to be our problems or we should find the solution for the world. When, of course, nothing could be further from the truth. As I've pointed out, in war after war, from World War I right up to the present, the United States has made matters worse. In world affairs, always worse, always, always worse. But you have to make things worse in order to come up with a better plan, right? You have to break that egg and smash those eggs to make that omelet. Dialectics, indeed. So, it's not a matter of the world being so bad, and therefore we need someone who's going to stand up to world issues. No, quite the contrary. We need a nationalist, an Americanist, an isolationist, a man who's concerned about what's good for America and her constitution, her law, not someone who's more preoccupied with a new world order and fitting into the global community. Well, that they can't tolerate. They need to have a globalist agenda in order to profit from it immensely, and also to have the ultimate dream come true, world control over everything. Ah, yes, that's the plan, isn't it? My friends, it all fits rather neatly, doesn't it? The Illuminists' dream is right before your eyes. 800-313-9443 is my number. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I'll be back in the final lap in just 3 minutes.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, I'm back now, ladies and gentlemen, and we don't have much time, so we'll go right to the phones, and we'll take Leslie. Hello, Leslie. You're on the program.
Hi, Rick. I think to answer some of the questions here, Carl Bernstein was on the Lou Dobbs Show tonight, and he was pushing his book entitled A Woman in Charge, Hillary Clinton.
Uh-huh.
It was hilarious. Carl Bernstein, you should have seen him pushing that outrageous book, because Lou Dobbs' response was he was very disappointed there wasn't meaningful discussions. You should have seen how Mr. Bernstein just bristled at Lou Dobbs.
Mm.
And also he said immigration, Hillary took a hit at Lou today, he was full of hot air. And that was in response to immigration. It's a, you know, there's no concern.
Does the term the pot calling the kettle black come into play here?
You would have laughed because,
as you know,
illegal immigration is a very serious issue with the voters in this country. But according to Hillary, it's nothing but hot air.
Well, she's hot air. There's no question about that.
Of course she's
hot
air.
And the fact that she could even have anybody thinking of voting for her shows us the dire emotional and cerebral state of affairs that we have reduced ourselves to.
I love how the so-called unions are going to vote for Hillary. Do they understand NAFTA, where it comes from? Do they understand any economics whatsoever?
Oh, the big boys do. Yeah, they're all part of the CFR roundtable.
Yeah, it's called Sweeney, right.
Mm-hmm.
And they've sold the members out.
Yep.
And the idea that she would even be considered is a total outrage.
Here,
what NAFTA has done to the Mexican people as well as to our surrounding neighbors, there is no way, the way they lost their farms and everything else because of NAFTA, and it's outrageous at how the unions are still, they're going to have to decide who to endorse. Then Hillary is such the favorite. I think the unions have lost their cock and picking minds.
That's for sure. They've lost more than that. And you've got Mr. Crystal, of course, attacking Ron Paul, in the establishment media and Fox News, and they're doing their number on him because he represents Americanism, and Americanism is a no-no in the New World Order. Got to do away with sovereignty, individuality, nation's best interest. We can't have those things.
Long overdue that our sovereignty, our national interest, all these things are coming to light now. Thank goodness for Ron Paul, Rick.
And for our internet freedoms and our alternative radio. Amen.
Oh, it's
Thank
wonderful.
Goodness. Thank
like
the good
to
Lord.
I like to watch them squirm. I like to watch them shudder. I want and sweat like Tim Russert. I love it.
Oh. What an idiot he is, that Tim Russert. He is an absolute buffoon.
Oh, he's got to be spoon-fed like a baby.
He is. What people have to do to earn a check. You see, I don't get paid, and that's the good thing about it. I don't need to be paid by anybody. These guys and gals need to cash a check at the end of the week, and they know who butters their buns, I'm afraid.
Yeah, but and they wonder why the ratings are going down.
Yeah. Thank goodness for that, too, Leslie. All right. Good night now. Hey, we're out of time, unfortunately.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too, and everybody. And we'll be back, Lord willing, tomorrow night, same time, same network, Republic Broadcasting Network. And we will be dealing with much more in the days to come. So you stay with us and continue to stay with RBN all day and all night. Good night, everyone.